Hey yoga teacher, now is the time to make a much bigger impact in the world. You're listening to The Yogipreneur, a podcast for entrepreneurial yoga teachers who want to stop the hustle and overwhelm and instead create more income, freedom and success. I'm your host, Kelly McHugh, founder of Digital Yoga Academy, and I'm sharing business and marketing strategies to grow your community in a way that makes it easy to take action today. I believe that you have a unique message to share that your people need to hear. So let's get to it. Today's training: why most online course creators don't hit their sales goals and what you can do about it. Now, I know that if you're considering creating an online course, you might actually be doubting your ability to make sales from it. Perhaps you're looking at other course creators, other yoga teachers who have online courses in the space, and you're wondering, maybe you're seeing their successes, right? You're seeing that they're actually selling their course, and you're wondering if that's actually possible for you. Or perhaps you have a yoga teacher friend who's launched a course and they didn't get the results that they wanted. And so you start to believe now that this space is saturated or that people aren't buying online courses. You know, maybe you're telling yourself it was a pandemic thing. People don't learn online anymore. People don't do yoga online. So perhaps you're starting to believe that as well. Perhaps you're starting to, tap into that belief. Let me just start with this, because definitely I hear yoga teachers, or I hear, you know, conversations that are happening perhaps in our Facebook group, or indeed, you know, some teachers who have come into Yogipreneur membership and they're learning how to, you know, get themselves online. They're learning how to, start creating content on Instagram and start to build their email list. And they're looking at the course launch space and they're just kind of doubting it. And so I really want to just start with this. You know, the online space is only just getting started, guys. Like, this market is expanding, is growing at a really high rate. And if you get yourself out there in this space now and launch an online course, you are going to be ahead of the curve, because most yoga teachers, and let's face it, there's thousands and thousands of yoga teachers in the world. Most yoga teachers aren't doing that. Okay. And I'm not just talking about the online yoga space. Online education is just booming. You know, it's not a space that's going to stop anytime soon, right? And so, you know, there's many, many people out there who don't have access to a studio, right? They don't have a studio on their corner, or maybe they can't afford to go to a studio, right? So especially if you're in a place like London or New York or somewhere like that, where, you know, to have a studio membership is not cheap. And so they want to learn online, right? They want to tap into the online space and have that, you know, capability to be able to actually practice yoga from home. I shared some stats, you know, to our email list last week, and that 65% of yoga practitioners actually practice from home. And this is actually quite an old stat. You know, it's from a survey that Yoga Alliance did back in 2016, right? They're supposed to do this survey every 4 years. And so, yeah, they really do need to catch up with that. But anyway, they didn't do it in 2020 for obvious reasons. But if you think about it, 2020 then exploded the space, right? So a lot of people were already practicing from home. And then 2020 came about. And so even more people were practicing from home, right? And so, you know, don't be fooled, I guess is the right word, to think that this isn't a space where you have a place, right? There's definitely a place at the table if you put yourself out there and if you actually start to build that vertical in your business. Yes, teach in studios, I'm not saying that. Like, go and teach in your favorite studios. Yes, set up, you know, classes in community spaces or, you know, whatever spaces you can find. That's certainly the path that I took when I was teaching yoga. But if you want to be able to do this for years and years and years to come, and you want to build a business that's sustainable and profitable, you do need to have that vertical. You do need to have that other revenue stream, right, in your business that's going to allow you to continue to do what you love. You know, let's face it, if you are just relying on teaching in studios, it doesn't really pay the bills, does it? You know, the maths doesn't math, right? It doesn't, the numbers don't stack up actually when you actually when you really look at it. And you know, most yoga teachers who are doing that, they need to have another income stream. They need to, you know, maybe they're working part-time, or they might even be working full-time, and teaching yoga is something that they're doing on the side because they love to do that. They want to share their love for yoga, right? So the space is growing, right? It's not going away anytime soon. And so it's really up to you, you know, do I want to jump on this now because you're not behind? Do I want to jump on this now? Or am I going to let my fear and the stories hold me back from actually having that opportunity to package up my passions and my gifts and the things that I really want to share with the world, to package it up into something that can help others? Because that's essentially what it is, isn't it? It's helping others. Like, nothing that you yoga teachers are doing is icky or salesy or any of these things that you might tell yourself when it actually comes to sharing your offers. You know, what you're creating and putting out there is actually helping other people and impacting people's lives and changing their lives. So never shy away from it, you know, from being able to actually put that out there and share and be visible and, you know, help people essentially. You know, our students are having success with launching their courses because they have the guidance to do it the right way. Okay, and so this is really what I want to talk about today. Like, what are the reasons that course creators, right? And you know, this applies for every space essentially, because there's course creators in every industry. But what are the reasons why they don't hit their sales goals? And what do you need to do to really ensure that you don't make the same mistakes? Yeah, what I will say about this, you know, about not hitting your sales goal, it doesn't mean that you're a failure. So for those of you who have already launched courses and, you know, you didn't get the results that you wanted, it doesn't mean that you're a failure. Failure is data, isn't it? And it's actually a very, very common part of this journey. It's a common part of any entrepreneurial business journey, is to fail. You know, and actually, can we just shift that? And not call it a failure, but actually just see it as a lesson. And so I really want to normalize that. You know, I'm never ever going to paint a picture that this is all, you know, butterflies and roses. You know, it doesn't come without its challenges, of getting something set up, getting something going, building that momentum in the beginning. What does momentum require? What does momentum require? Requires action, doesn't it? Action, you taking action, doing the things that you need to do. And so, you know, if you're not seeing success as you progress, right, as you take action, then there are some things that maybe you're not doing quite right, you know? So, and that's okay, you know, it's okay. It's okay to say, you know what, I made some mistakes, I didn't do that the right way. Okay, what do I need to do now to make sure I do it the right way? And so, you know, even when you're in a program, there can be some resistance to actually doing something a certain way. You know, we think we know how to launch, we think we know how to sell, right? But are we born with this knowledge? Are we born with the expertise to do that? You know, are you born with knowing how to become a yoga teacher? Or did you have to go through 200 hours of teacher training to learn how to do that? Yeah, so why would it be any different when it comes to business and marketing? Why would that be any different? If we apply the same principle, right, 200 hours minimum to actually be expert enough, right, to go out there and teach, you know, okay, well, do we need 200 hours then to of training and practicing, yeah, before you actually become a marketing expert? It always surprises me, you know, when, well, actually, it doesn't surprise me anymore. But, you know, when someone tries something once and, you know, maybe they put 50 hours into something and then it didn't work out and then they give up, you know, they tell themselves, oh, that strategy doesn't work, or this space is too crowded, you know, people don't want to learn online. They give themselves all of these excuses all the excuses in the world versus perseverance. Yeah, and trying again. Picking yourself up. Try again. Perseverance, you know, it's grit, isn't it? It's like, and that grit needs to really be linked to your purpose, right? It's your purpose when you're fully aligned with what you want to share with the world, and you know that you're here to share that, and you are, right? You totally 100% are. It's no coincidence that you're here as a yoga teacher, learning, trying to learning to share your gifts. You're here to do that, right? You're here to learn, how do I become more visible? How can I help people in the world? How can I help to create this change in the world, right? There's no coincidence. Yeah, so we have to be aligned with that and remember that. And sometimes when we're trying all these business things and it's not going as we want it to go, you know, we can feel disheartened. And so it kind of, we forget our purpose. And so it's really important to just keep coming back to it, because that is the thing that's going to pick you up. It's going to get you out of bed again the next day to try again. Yeah, it's the thing that's going to keep you going. So always connect to that, guys. Every day, connect to it in your visualizations. Like, what am I here to do in the world? Why am I here as this yoga teacher, really trying to share my gifts? Okay, so let's just set the scene, okay, with that. As you know, really want to kind of share some reasons why people don't hit their sales goals. But fundamentally, you know, that main reason is that they give up too early. Yeah, they give up too early. Remember that your online course, you know, creating an online course, what does it mean? It means you now have an asset in your business, yeah, that you can sell again and again. And there's a process to this. You know, it requires work. But what we're doing here is we're shifting our business model, right, to one that's more sustainable and profitable. Yeah, I mentioned that earlier. And, you know, I see a lot of driven and entrepreneurial teachers who have created their course and then they've launched it and no one has enrolled. I want you to know that you should just be so proud of the fact that you took it upon yourself to create a course. You know, you realize and you understand why it's important to have this offering that is more than just a drop-in class. Yeah? The wonderful thing about this, when you have this offering, when you've created it, is that it's scalable. Yeah, you have something that you can repeat, right? It's repetitive, it's scalable. Every time, as you're building your community, right, you can bring more people into this online course, yeah, every single time. And so you have to repeat it. Yes, is what I was saying earlier. Fundamentally, the reason why people don't hit their sales goals is because they don't repeat. They're not consistent. Yeah, they're not repetitive in their approach. They're not persevering. Yeah, they're giving up too early. And why would we do that when we now have something that we've created that we can repeat? We can try it again. And repeating this launching process over and over means that you improve, you optimize, you start to become an expert in launching. You know, that's when you see results. You know, when you're following a proven process, a framework, and you're consistent with that, you know, maybe you launch first and perhaps even your second and third launch. You know, it's very much about testing the waters, putting something out there. Getting feedback, yeah, recording that data, you know, recording the funnel, the launch funnel. Yeah, don't let that put you off, but recording the steps in the funnel, what's happened at each stage of that process, and then understanding how launching actually works, because you're learning it, aren't you? You're learning that process to launch. You've never done it before when you're in the beginning of this journey. Like, it's the first time you've done it. So you need to learn how launching actually works, you know, and your first few launches can just really be about that. You know, I mentioned this last week. We have to remain unattached. We have to detach from the outcome and realize that we're going on a process. Think about your 200 hours. You know, when you first started doing that teaching practice, it's the same, isn't it? We're learning how to do this. You know, we have to go through the process to get better. You know, my first launch, big fat zero. Yeah, second launch, you know, in the first year, it was very much testing different things out. The first course I launched was how to build your yoga website using WordPress, right? And I created that course as I was building my own website, right? I was building my own website for Digital Yoga Academy, and at the side, I was creating the course as I was going through the process of building my website. I was recording what I was doing, right? Then I had a course on email marketing. Then I had a course on branding. You know, my background is in marketing, so I knew all this stuff, right? I did know all this stuff. But I was like, okay, what do the yoga teachers need? You know, I was putting stuff out there. I was growing the community. I was listening. I was getting feedback. I was understanding my niche, and I was understanding the bigger picture. Being a yoga teacher myself as well, at the time I was teaching, I had another business teaching, running events, retreats, and so on. And I started to really see what the transformation is of the courses that I needed to put out there. I started to see the bigger picture. The desire was actually about, not necessarily about branding. Of course, all these things come into play, but it was actually about creating freedom. Okay, how am I going to do that? I create freedom by creating an asset in my business that I can launch and sell again and again and again. Yeah, creating this online course. I realized it was more about that, you know? And so a year later, what happened? I launched the Profitable Yoga Teacher Program in 2018. I had a year of launching and testing. You know, my very kind of first launch for my email marketing course, I made $1,300. Right? I made $1,300, and I launched that through a challenge in a Facebook group. And I was launching other things and making money here and there. And then I launched the Profitable Yoga Teacher Program and made $30,000 on that launch. You know, I'd hit something. I'd cracked a code, essentially. But it took a year of like relentless showing up, relentless, right? Relentless, and networking, and looking at who I can collaborate with. All these things. Like I didn't stop. I was relentless in my pursuit, and it requires that. You know, like I'm definitely against hustle culture, but in the beginning, it does feel like that. It does feel like a bit of a hustle, and it's exciting. Like you're building something and putting something together, and you should feel excited, right? You should feel like I can. Remember those days of like just getting up in the morning and just wanting to get started again, wanting to get back on it again. You know, that excitement. It should feel like that, guys, and it should feel like a bit of a hustle. Like if it doesn't, and you're just like putting in an hour here, an hour there, don't expect it to move quickly. Imagine if I'd given up in that year, in that first year. You know, if I hadn't persevered, if I hadn't listened to the community that I was building or used that insight to evolve and develop my offering. Imagine if I still had the website course 8 years on. You know, I say this a lot. The first course that you put out there won't be the same course you have 5 years down the line. So what's best to do here? If we think about that, am I best to just keep sitting on perfection, that this course has to be the best thing I've ever created and put out there in the world? Or do I just need to do the thing? And start to learn and start to listen and start to evolve. Yeah? And start to move forward. Yeah? And get results and get data and see how I want to develop my niche. You know, this is a thing that a lot of people get stuck on, is the niche and the message. You know, so it's like, well, I'm not ready yet because it's not, you know, I'm still thinking about my niche. Stop thinking about it. Go with the thing that you have and let it evolve. Stop thinking about it. Just do it. You know, I see this all the time. You know, if 2025 something you're going to take into the year is just like, stop thinking about it. How long do you want to think about it? Do the thing. You know, I've been launching courses now and programs for the last 8 years, and I really understand like what it takes to do this, to create a profitable, scalable, repeatable launches. You know, and to put those courses onto evergreen. This is what I teach in the mastermind. Wherever you are, whatever you do, like whatever part of the journey or process you're in right now, but we're talking about hitting sales goals essentially from an online course. Yeah, and we're going to talk about the mistakes people make, the reasons why people don't hit their sales goals. It isn't just to do with the sales process. So you may be thinking that. You may be thinking, oh, well, it's to do with, when they're selling or launching. But actually, it's more than that. I want us to first look at the course creation process, and then we'll look at the launch process, because both areas have an impact on sales. Okay, so let's just take a look at the course creation process first. If you don't do the work, right, if you don't do the work to truly understand who your course is for, you're not going to create a course that provides a real solution that your ideal student is looking for. Yeah, you won't. So, have you done the work? Do you know who you want to serve? Have you done this foundational work? This is stuff that we teach inside Yogipreneur membership. It's the foundational work. Who is my ideal student? Who do I want to serve? What's the problem that I solve? Yeah, what's the solution that I offer? How can I create content that speaks to the topics that my ideal student is interested in? Because if we're going out there in the online space with wishy-washy general yoga content, it's not going to hit. So if you're doing that and you're struggling to get engagement, you're struggling to grow, this is the reason, guys. Don't resist it anymore. Come inside Yogipreneur and start there. And really learn what it takes to be visible and to find a space in the online space, which is a huge space, but there's a place for you. You have to pick a segment. Yeah, and lots of times we resist this. It doesn't mean it has to apply to your in-person classes. It's like you can kind of have two alter egos, right? There's you when you're teaching in studios, but then there's you sharing your passion and the thing that you're really interested in. And most of the time, it's something that you've been through and experienced yourself, 9 times out of 10. Yeah, I help you inside Yogipreneur to pull that out of you and into messaging and into content, and into your offerings. Okay? And then when you've done that, the profitable yoga teacher is the next program, right? It's the next step to actually create and launch an online course. Okay, so if you don't know, if you've not done the work to truly understand who that course is for, what will happen is you're going to create a course that doesn't provide a solution. Yeah, and when it comes to online courses, you have to be really specific. Like, you need to know what the problem is that your course is solving. What this isn't about. Yeah, it's not about creating a course that essentially is 10 yoga classes bundled together into a course and then calling that a course. That's not what an online course is. Yeah, people can find those classes on YouTube, can't they? Your course is an A to B journey of transformation. And this is something that all of you can do. All of you, everybody, every single person in the whole world. In the whole widey worldy woody, in the whole world has an online course inside of them. Every single person has something that they can share, a gift that they can share with the world and take someone on an A to B journey, right? From problem to transformation. Yeah? Your course provides results, it provides wins, it provides an outcome that your ideal student is looking for. So it needs to be specific. Yeah, it needs to be specific. And once you understand that, once you know the problem that you solve, then what you do, and we do this inside the Profitable Yoga Teacher program, is we create a framework that takes your students through that journey to the outcome, the results that they are looking for. This is a unique framework with a name. Right? It's your unique framework that helps you to differentiate your online yoga course to an online yoga course that has on the same topic with someone else. Again, this is something that maybe might be holding you back. Maybe you do have an idea and then you're Googling and you're looking online, you're like, well, someone's already done that. Someone's already done that course on that topic. Well, what makes it unique is you, right? Because you are unique. And it's your framework that you teach, that only you teach. So what it's not about, you know, is not about how many hours or lessons or modules that you're including. That is not what sells. If you create a general yoga course and you're pushing the fact that it's got 60 hours of content, you're not going to hit your sales goals. Okay, so this is one of the reasons. People pay you because they're looking for, you know, how they're going to feel, like what they, how they want to feel, or how they want to look. They want to look or feel different to how they look or feel right now. Not because your course has 60 hours of content inside. And actually, a course that has 60 hours and a course that has 10 hours, but gets the same results, which course are you going to go for? The one that gets you there quicker, right? The one that gets you there quicker. So this, what I'm talking about right now, is about crafting your course to get your students to the transformation, right, that they're looking for. And this is where many yoga teachers get stuck. They're not sure how to do this. And that's okay. Like, you know, like I said at the beginning, we're not born with all the marketing and business knowledge. You know, it's really about they're not sure how to translate that transformation that they want to provide, right, into the education and into the step-by-step process from start to finish to really ensure that their students get the wins along the way. Because we want to ensure that. You want to craft something that as your student goes through it, they're winning. Because what happens then? They keep going, don't they? You know, there's these little wins that they're getting. And this is where people go wrong. They don't craft something that has that, that has those wins along the way to get people to the finish line. Like your goal as a course creator is actually to get your students to the end and to get them to the results that your course has promised. Okay, so this is really, really key. This is super key. Like this is a big reason why people don't hit their sales goals is because they don't understand all of this and they're not sure how to create a unique framework and to package it up in that way. Okay. Other thing that I, we're actually going to, in the Online Yogi, which is next week, we'll be looking at this. I'm going to be teaching you on one of the days. I'm going to be diving into this in a deeper way to teach you a framework. I'm going to teach you a framework for crafting your online course, okay, so that you do create something that creates results. So the other mistake that I see teachers making that leads to those failed launches is that they didn't validate their course idea. So who has done this? Who's done this? Maybe you created something, you put your heart and soul into it, all your energy into it, and then you put it out there and nobody enrolled. The question I want to ask you is, did you validate it? Did you do any research? Did you talk to your ideal students? And quite often the answer is no, I didn't do that. I thought I knew it. And this is a big mistake. You know, it's one of the main reasons that people don't get there, hit their course goals is because of that. So don't do that. Don't go and put all your love and energy into creating something that you haven't validated first. Yeah, and you aren't 100% confident that this is the thing that people want and they need right now. Yeah, when you validate, like you'll test ideas out. You know, it's like what I was doing in the early days, you know, in that first year. But it's also what I do every time I create something. There's a validation process that has to happen. Getting feedback, you know, using validation strategies to fully understand what your people want and what they need from you. Like, what is the transformation that they're looking for that you can offer? And I teach all of those validation strategies inside the Profitable Yoga Teacher program as well. It's all in there. We go through a whole module on validating, finding the idea, validating, outlining, crafting, pricing. That's a module in itself. Okay, so as I said, we're looking at two areas, the course creation process and the launch process, and the reasons within these areas why people might not hit their course goals. So we've talked about this already. We've talked about the course creation process, creating that unique framework, validating your idea, and really crafting a course that, you know, increases the perceived value. If you don't do those things, you're going to fail to hit your sales goals. Okay. A big mistake with launching that will lead to low sales or, you know, not hitting your sales goals is not warming your audience up. You know, so you've been growing your audience, but then you're not really building that trust before you go and launch an online course. So, in the Profitable Yoga Teacher program, I teach you to create a course that's priced at least $500. Now, any type of investment is going to require trust. Yeah, you being visible, showing up, being an authority in your space, creating content, consistently adding value, all of these things matter to actually build the trust that leads to sales. But also, you know, specifically when, you know, you build trust within a sales funnel, right? So when people come into your community, right, they come in via a freebie. Do you guys have that? Do you have any kind of freebies or lead magnets? So they'll come onto your email list. They're also likely following you on Instagram. And then that content that you're sharing, it has to be really intentional. Yeah, you have to, it has to have specific goals to move those people along the funnel, right? Along the journey. Yeah. So from where they have, you know, started as a new community member, a new person in your audience, to actually converting them into a paying student of your online course or your other offerings. Okay, so we're moving them along that funnel, right, with the content that we are sharing. So what does that require? It requires you to have a strategy, right? You need to know what is the content that I share that allows me to build the trust and move people along. And you can't do that. You can't make sales without creating relationships, without building trust. So what you need, and this is often what many people are missing, what you need is a clear launch strategy, right? A content strategy in place. And this can be a very, very easy thing to skip, right? I see this all the time. People dive straight into promotion mode and they skip the very, very important phases of seeding, teasing, like opening loops, asking questions, educating, driving that engagement. Instead, what they do is they just dive into promoting and selling their course. Yeah. Send a few emails, post on social. The course is available, and they just talk about the course, and that's it. And they don't incorporate this pre-launch content strategy. This pre-launch phase, as you're building up to actually launching your course, is really an opportunity for your community to get to know you better, yeah, and to prep them for what's to come. You know, this new online course that you've created that's at least $500 price tag. Now, I'm not saying here that you can't sell, right? I'm not saying that you can't sell. In fact, I spoke about this last week on the training last week. You can hear that on the podcast. You know, with low ticket things, you can definitely sell. And there's definitely going to be people in your community who are ready to buy right now. Yeah. If you've been building community, of course, you're going to have people that are ready to buy right now because you've been nurturing them, right? You've been showing up consistently, you've been visible, all of these things that you need to be doing as a business owner. And so, what we're doing here is we are being super intentional, aren't we, about the content that we're sharing. Yeah. And the great thing about it, you know, is if you do this work, if you are intentional, your ultimate job of selling, you know, when you open the doors to your course is way easier. You know, it happens much faster. And so if you've launched before and you open the doors and no one enrolled, this is a question to ask yourself, isn't it? What did I do? What did I have a pre-launch strategy? Did I have a pre-launch strategy? Or did I just announce that I have a course? Yeah. So the great thing about this is not to be down on ourselves, you know, is to think, okay, well, next time I launch, now I know this information, I'm going to incorporate that into my launch. And I'm going to get excited about it because now I know that if I do that work and I'm intentional about the content that I'm sharing and I have a content strategy, I'm going to get the results this time. I'm going to generate those results quickly. When it's done correctly, a well-planned out and strategic pre-launch works really well, guys, plain and simple. And so there's key phases, right? I teach this inside the Profitable Yoga Teacher Program. It's all there. I'm giving you little snippets of it today, but it's all there. There are key phases. You've got the educational phase, okay, which you're kind of in all the time, really, but it's a bit more focused and intentional with what you're sharing, and it actually kicks off 3 months before. Then you have the pre-launch phase, yeah, which is a kind of 1 to 2 month period. And it's really dependent on you, how much time are you giving yourself to do this launch? But it's a 1 to 2 month period, and it ends with a conversion event, okay, which is either a challenge, a summit, webinar series, whatever it is that you're building up hype and excitement to, it ends with that. Then when that finishes, you're in your launch period, aren't you? You're in your launch phase. And within that launch phase, there's also 3 very distinct phases within the launch phase. So teachers are always quite surprised, when they learn this, when they learn about all these different phases. It's like, oh, right, 3 phases. And then the last phase has 3 phases within it. The key to this is to transition seamlessly, right, from phase to phase, and to take your audience with you. So what do you need? You need a strategy, right? You need a strategy. You need a plan to do this. The content within each of these phases actually changes. Yeah, the content that you're sharing changes from each phase. So we're focusing on building awareness, yeah? We're focusing on creating content that's helping people to do their consideration or to create that desire and to create action. Right now, I'm in a pre-launch phase. Next week is my conversion event, the Online Yogi, right? So you can come into the Online Yogi and you learn even more about creating and launching an online course. And then you have the opportunity, if you so wish to take it, to come into the Profitable Yoga Teacher Program. Okay, so that's where I'm at right now. This is not guesswork, right? You need a framework, right? You need to be flexible and open when you're going through this process to work with your data, to track what's happening. And that's the beauty of this. Like, that's the beauty of being in this online space, which, I'm so grateful to be in this online space. Having been in the marketing industry, since I did my marketing degree in 1999 and going straight into the marketing corporate space, I've seen how it's changed. It was very much about billboards, advertising, right, back in the day. Once you had that billboard up, you couldn't change the messaging on it. It was up for 3 months. Now we're in this online space, we can change things at the touch of a button. Great, absolutely wonderful. So it means if you are tracking your data and you're tracking how your launch is going, you can make changes. You can say, I need to add something else in here. Maybe I'll do another webinar here to help to boost my sales. Okay, so if you don't have that, or if you think that launching is just sending a few emails or sharing a few Instagram posts about your course, don't expect to hit your sales goals. Yeah, or if you think that you can launch and make sales without a conversion event, don't expect to hit your sales goals. So when you have the step-by-step, you're on the journey, right? You're on the path. And when you don't, you're following a plan that isn't based on strategy, right? We're still just dancing with this idea, aren't we, of being an online business owner. You're delaying your progress. You're delaying the results, ultimately. So there we go. We have it. There we have it. These are the reasons that I've shared with you today. It's quite a long one today, but I've shared with you lots of reasons, focusing on the course creation and focusing on the launching, as to why you may not hit your sales goals. And ultimately, what was the fundamental thing? It was about consistency, wasn't it? It was that repetitive process of launching again and again and learning as you launch. If you don't do that and you give up too soon, well, of course you're not going to hit your sales goals. So next week, come and join me inside the Online Yogi. It starts on the 23rd. It's a 7-day immersion. Okay, if this is interested you, if it's piqued your curiosity and you want to learn more, come inside the Online Yoga with me. I'll be doing masterclasses on 5 of those 7 days. It's all taking place inside a Facebook group, so you have that epic community by your side. You'll be get given homework challenges every single day to ensure that you take action, right? And to ensure that you're making some progress. You're not just turning up to listen, you're actually going to do some things. And yeah, if you know that this is the year that you want to get your course out there, then this is the place to be. Wonderful stuff, guys. Thank you so, so much for being here with me today. Absolutely love supporting you and sharing this information with you. Lots of love. I will see you inside the Online Yogi. Okay, lots of love. Bye bye. You've been listening to the Yogipreneur podcast, brought to you by Digital Yoga Academy, the leader in business and marketing education for yoga teachers worldwide. And if you loved what you learned today, please subscribe, rate, and give us a review. And remember that learning is nothing without taking action.